Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, March 27th, Pope Francis embraces two bereaved fathers, one Palestinian, the other Israeli, who have become friends. The Pope sends a letter to express his closeness to Catholics in the Holy Land at Easter, and several Claretian sisters hold a penitential service for homeless people living near St. Peter's. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis met today with an Israeli and a Palestinian, both fathers who had lost a daughter and are now friends. Just before the weekly general audience, the Pope met with Bassam Aramin, a Palestinian, and Rami Elhanan, an Israeli. They have found solace and friendship in having both experienced the greatest pain possible for a parent. Mr. Aramin saw his 10-year-old daughter, Abir, die from a rubber bullet fired by an Israeli soldier in 2007 as she left school. Mr. Elhanan lost his 13-year-old daughter, Smadar, in a Palestinian suicide attack in Jerusalem in 1997. According to the Holy See Press Office, the two men's story of friendship was told in a novel, Apeirogon, by Colin McCann. The two men worked together to promote peace and justice through the association The Parent Circle. Speaking at the general audience, the Pope said they were able to look past the enmity of war to the friendship of two men who care about each other and have endured the same crucifixion. Let us think, said Pope Francis, of this beautiful witness of these two people who have suffered the war in the Holy Land in the loss of their daughters. After the audience, Messrs. Aramin and Elhanan spoke to Francesca Sabatinelli about the audience and their shared friendship.
It was extremely exciting. I did not expect it to be like this. I didn't expect it to be so personal. And he hugged us, and when we showed him the picture of the girls, he almost cried. He was deeply touched. And then we gave him the book with a personal note. And the whole meeting was so merciful, I mean, so human. And we talked about the fact that I'm a Jew and he's a Muslim and he's a Christian and we are all humans and we can be brothers. And he asked us to pray for him. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree with every word, of course. It was a big surprise for us, to be honest. We expect to shake his hands, but not to call us for a private meeting. I was very inspired. It was very touching. And yes, he blessed the girls, and he said that we are brothers. I said to him, you know, it's as Jesus said, love your enemy. So he's my enemy. We love each other. And our relationship is above any conflict. We ask him to pray for free Palestine and for peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
For ceasefire, which is most important.
Yes. He's the main peace voice all around the world.
Yeah.
And no one talks about it as he does.
It is true. We expect more. We expect the free and civilized world not to stand aside. I'm a son of a Holocaust survivor. My father was an Auschwitz graduate, and 8 years ago, while they took my grandparents to the ovens, the free and civilized world stood aside, never lifting one finger. And today, while these atrocities in Gaza are taking place, the free and civilized world is still standing aside, which is standing aside while a crime is being committed is also a crime. And we expect everyone, from the last person to the Pope, not to stand aside.
For that, he's very brave and he's the only very clear voice to achieve peace and to end these atrocities, absolutely.
We look at this meeting as the highest respect possible for us, that he was able to listen to a very, very sad story and identify with our pain. We really respect it and we really are grateful for his attitude.
You showed him your daughter's pictures after all these years, and I think the pain maybe it can change, but it doesn't stop.
It doesn't change, it doesn't stop.
Even doesn't change.
Unfortunately, it's 24 hours, forever, whatever happened. You know, it's a son or a daughter. It's your heart. And always you feel your heart, so you always feel this pain. This is the motivation which motivates us, our pain, to continue doing what we are doing. We believe Smadar and Abir are standing behind us, pushing us forward, not to keep silence and to continue spreading this message.
That was Bassam Aramin and Rami Elhanan, two bereaved fathers from the Holy Land, speaking to Francesca Sabatinelli. Pope Francis today addressed an open letter to Catholics residing in the Holy Land as the Church gears up to celebrate the Triduum and Easter. In his letter, the Pope expressed his spiritual closeness amid trying times and war and encouraged Christians around the world to offer tangible support and prayers for peace. Christopher Wells has the story.
Pope Francis has written Catholics in the Holy Land, assuring them that they are daily in his thoughts and prayers. I embrace all of you in the variety of your rights, dear Catholic faithful living throughout the Holy Land, he writes, adding, in a particular way, I embrace those most affected by the senseless tragedy of war, the children robbed of their future, those who grieve and are in pain, and all who find themselves prey to anguish and dismay. In his letter, the Holy Father recognizes the special significance of Easter for those who live in the places sanctified by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Acknowledging the desire of Christians to remain in the lands they've dwelt in for centuries, Pope Francis says it is good that they should remain, and he thanks them for their faith, charity, and hope. The Pope goes on to recall his own pilgrimage to the Holy Land in 2014 and repeats the words of St. Paul VI, who warned of the constant and dire threat to peace and security and to human values of continuing tensions in the Middle East. Pope Francis highlights the role of Christians in the Middle East in guarding the places of our salvation, as well as their enduring witness through their sufferings to the mystery of the Lord's Passion. By your ability to rise anew and press forward, he writes, you have proclaimed and continue to proclaim that the crucified Lord rose from the dead. The Pope goes on to share the prayer that he offers for and with the Christians of the Holy Land, and then assures them once again that they are not alone. Pope Francis pledges to demonstrate solidarity through prayer and practical charity. Then, after thanking the bishops, priests, and religious for their work among the people, the Holy Father prays that in the crucible of suffering, the precious gold of unity may be purified and shine forth among Catholics and with other Christians, to whom he expresses his spiritual closeness and encouragement, assuring them of his prayers. Concluding his letter, Pope Francis invokes upon Catholics in the Holy Land the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom he describes as a daughter of their land. And he calls on Christians throughout the world to manifest their concrete support and to pray tirelessly that all the people of that beloved land may dwell at last in peace. I'm Christopher Wells.
U.S. investigators have recovered the black box from a freight ship that crashed into a bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. The Singapore-flagged vessel, the Dali, struck a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge on Tuesday morning, causing a stretch of the bridge to collapse. The disaster forced the indefinite closure of the port of Baltimore, one of the busiest on the U.S. eastern seaboard. Rescuers pulled two construction workers from the water alive on Tuesday, and six are believed to have died, though rescuers are still searching for their bodies. In Germany, at least five people were killed today when a bus headed from Berlin to Switzerland came off a highway and ended up on its side. The accident happened near Leipzig, and the road was closed in both directions. It wasn't immediately clear why the bus, which was operated by Flixbus, came off the road. Returning to the general audience, Pope Francis continued his catechesis on virtues, focusing this week on the virtue of patience. He called on the faithful to imitate Christ's patience, saying this virtue offers one of the most convincing testimonies of the Lord's love. Deborah Castellana-Lubov has more.
La virtù della pazienza.
Even if often it is not easy, when a Christian practices the difficult virtue of patience, they bear witness to Christ's love. Pope Francis made this point during his weekly general audience on Wednesday of Holy Week, which was originally scheduled to be held in St. Peter's Square, but was moved inside the Vatican's Paul VI Hall at the last minute due to the rain.
Grazie della vostra pazienza.
Acknowledging the change in location due to the weather, the Holy Father joked, "It is true that you will be rather crowded, but at least we will not get wet." At the root of patience, the Pope stressed, is love. Even if being patient often is difficult, the Holy Father reminded those before him of how patient the Lord is with us.
Che non c'è migliore testimonianza dell'amore di Gesù che incontrare un cristiano paziente.
It could be said, he observed, that there is no better testimony of Christ's love than meeting a patient Christian. But think, the Holy Father marveled, of how many mothers and fathers, workers, doctors, nurses, the sick, who every day, in obscurity, he said, graced the world with saintly patience. However, let us be honest, Pope Francis admitted, we are often lacking in patience. If Christ is patient, the Christian is called to be patient, he underscored, saying this requires going against the prevailing mentality today, where haste and everything now dominate. The Pope encouraged the faithful to remember the patience of the Father in the story of the prodigal son, and asked how we can cultivate our patience.
Per coltivare la pazienza.
Responding that we can do so by seeking help from the Holy Spirit, the Pope said he gives us the gentle strength of patience. Especially in these days of Holy Week, the Pope invited everyone to contemplate the crucified Christ, to learn and follow his patient example.
Dio vi benedica.
I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
And finally, a community of Claretian sisters in Rome organized a penitential service on Tuesday evening to help homeless people living near the Vatican to prepare for Easter. As Sister Francine Marie Cooper reports, the initiative combined spirituality with tangible charity to meet their needs.
A community of Claretian sisters held a penitential service with the poor on Tuesday evening in preparation for Easter under the colonnades of St. Peter's. Sister Elaine Lombardi of the Missionaries of St. Anthony Maria Claret told Vatican News that several years ago, some young people from the Roman parish dedicated to St. Faustina Kowalska of Divine Mercy had begun an important journey starting from Lectio Divina. The initiative culminated in a strong desire to help others, especially the most impoverished. Starting with offering tea and biscuits, they soon came up with the idea to offer a weekly meal. They also encouraged prayer, since the volunteers and sisters felt a growing need to bring the word of life to the most fragile. As the church approaches Easter, Sister Elaine explained, the group chose to prepare more intense and intimate moments, culminating in Tuesday evening's penitential prayer. We always start with the word of God, followed by a moment of prayer, she said. The response of the poor, she added, is always very positive. Many come to us to say that these moments do them good. They make them feel human. The group has experienced many moving stories. Sister Elaine reported one of a man who had asked for a Bible after one of the services. She gave him the one she had. The following week, the man came to her again and told her he didn't know how to read. He explained to the sister that the moments of prayer experienced and the Word of God nourished his desire to know the gospel and therefore to learn to read. Sister Elaine immediately got busy and looked for a place where he could cultivate this desire. The Claretian missionary then told of listening to many other stories of suffering that some bravely tell, explaining why they are on the streets, but also how the Word of God helps them in their daily lives. I'm Sister Francine Marie Cooper.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch our latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. And follow all of Pope Francis's Triduum liturgies here on Vatican News and on our YouTube and Facebook pages. Many thanks go to Gustavo Messina in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.